Good morning. It's a pleasure and a privilege again to be with you and to mention once again Pope Francis. Pope Francis was leaving the Philadelphia airport, and as he was driving out, he saw a boy in a wheelchair from his car window, and he stopped the car, got out of the car, walked over to the boy in this wheelchair, blessed him, kissed him, prayed with him, spoke with his family, and then went back and got in his car. The boy in the wheelchair had cerebral palsy and was disabled, and the Pope stopped and took a moment to spend with this boy. His name was Michael Keating. It was a viral moment in Pope Francis's visit. I don't know if you saw it on social media, but that's where I learned about it. It was on Facebook and Twitter and all over the place. This viral moment when the Pope stopped his agenda to spend and give his attention to one young boy. What we have today in this reading of the Gospel from Mark is another viral moment, as best as you can have a viral moment in the first century, I suppose. Jesus was headed to Jerusalem. He was traveling with his disciples and a crowd of people. They were passing through Jericho, which is about 17 miles from Jerusalem, and it's uphill all the way from there. It's about 3,400 feet rise in elevation from Jericho to Jerusalem. But if you're used to walking a lot, and they were, you can do that 17 miles in probably 8 or 9 hours, a good long day of walking. So Jesus, his disciples, and this crowd were leaving Jericho, going to Jerusalem, when Jesus heard a voice crying out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped with his disciples and his crowd of people. And he said, "Bring him here." And Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, rushed to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you desire from me?" And Bartimaeus responded, "Rabboni," which means my rabbi, my teacher, "that I may see." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has made you well." And Bartimaeus regained his sight, and he followed Jesus then on his way to Jerusalem. Jesus and his disciples, which now includes also Bartimaeus along with them, and this crowd of people continue walking to Jerusalem. And as they get close to Jerusalem, Jesus sends a couple of disciples ahead of him and says, "There's a donkey waiting for me. Bring it back." And the disciples go and get this donkey. And this crowd of people is shouting and yelling and excited, and they go lay palm branches in front of Jesus as he rides this donkey into Jerusalem. These people are shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna," as Jesus enters Jerusalem on what we know as Palm Sunday. It's an incredible text, but not just because of what the text says and what Mark is telling us about Bartimaeus and being healed and his faith making him well, but it's incredible because it's in the midst of this journey as Jesus and this crowd of people are making that final journey for Jesus to Jerusalem. And we have, but just before this happens, a story of John and James, two of Jesus' disciples, arguing about who's going to be able to sit at Jesus' right hand and left hand, and asking Jesus if they can be the ones to sit at his right and left hand when he comes into his glory. And right after that little argument, we have the story of Bartimaeus. And then Jesus rides into the Jerusalem with people shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. He's going to be our king." And they're all excited about this. So why do we have this story? It's the last story that the Gospels tell us before the events of Holy Week begin. And it goes viral in the sense that this story appears in the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, and Luke as the last thing that happens before Jesus begins this Holy Week journey. So we have the story of Bartimaeus, and the story is here, I think, in the midst of this confusion the disciples' confusion about wanting to have his glory and share that with him, and the crowd's confusion about Jesus being this new king who's going to come and rule over Israel and make everything good again. In the midst of those two confusions, we have Bartimaeus and the gospel writers showing us a glimpse of who Jesus really is. Jesus is the one who stops. He stops for one blind beggar in the midst of this journey. And Jesus doesn't assume that he knows what this beggar wants or needs. Jesus takes the time to ask. He says, "What do you desire from me?" And Bartimaeus, who's been a person who has survived his blindness by begging, he's used to asking every day for what he needs, for food, for clothing, for alms, for whatever that might be. He is now asked to ask again. And he has the courage that comes from faith, which is that interesting mix of trust and hope. He has the courage to dare to ask for the one thing that he really does desire, that he probably never had the courage or freedom to ask of anyone before. "My rabbi, that I might see." And faith brought healing. So what I'm wondering today is, what is your answer to Jesus' question? If Jesus were to walk into this place and his presence were to be here and he were to say to you, "What is it that you desire from me?" What is your answer to his question? If you could trust that Jesus still hears cries, still stops, still listens, if you could trust that he's going to ask that question, what is your greatest hope? What is your deepest desire, your greatest need? What needs healing in your life? It's a question I invite you to think about in this time, but also in the days ahead. But there's another question I want you to think about. It's not just a question that we ask ourselves. It's a question that I think we need to ask one another to be that voice and presence of Jesus in this world as we take Jesus' question to those around us. So how do we do that? There are some formal ways that we do that. I mean, what Jesus is really doing with Bartimaeus is spiritual direction. He's going to him, stopping, spending time with him, asking him, "What is it that you desire from me?" And allowing Bartimaeus to speak and grow in faith. Jesus is doing spiritual direction, and some of you are part of a spiritual direction kind of conversation or relationship. That's a formal way to have these questions. As a spiritual director, those are questions that I ask when I am with people. But we also have Way of Jesus groups, and we're going to be developing more Way of Jesus groups here, which is also a place where we can come together and share with one another how we walk this way of Jesus and what our desires, what we desire from God, are in the midst of those places. So as you walk in the way of Jesus, you're going to encounter people who need to hear Jesus' question and to know that it's all right to express their answers to those questions. There might be someone in your college dorm or somebody in your workplace or somebody in your family or someone that you're sitting next to here at St. Matthew's or someone out in the community who needs to have a viral moment. One of those moments where someone, you or I, stop the agenda that we've had and the journey that we've been on, and we take a moment to listen without assuming what the other's needs are. We take a moment to ask, "What is it that you desire?" And we nurture the faith that will make us well as people, and that will make us well as a community and a society. This is Commitment Sunday. And on this Commitment Sunday, we turn our question back to Jesus, or Jesus' question back to him, actually. And the question becomes, "Jesus, what do you desire from us? Jesus, what do you desire from me?" We make our commitments to what we think that response might be from Jesus. I think one of the things that Jesus might desire from us as we become his presence in this world and amongst one another is that we meet one another as Jesus met Bartimaeus. And that as we meet and encounter people in our own lives, that we take time to stop and to listen and to ask, to allow faith to have space to grow in a place where people can trust and a place where people can hope and be willing to share those greatest desires of their hearts. And so that we might all go because our faith has made us well. Amen.